we won't go deep, but just kind of like
1, 2, 3
Wisconsin. It's 1:50. This is Kristen Bry, your host. And this last 2 hours, I've been with Philip Morris. It's just flown by. But instead of getting in another big topic, because we don't have that much time left, not that this could be a big topic, but this show is usually dominated by talks of politics. Mm-hmm. It's what I'm very interested in. A lot of people in my network are very, not that you're not interested in it, but we've found a lot of different things to talk about today. You are from a state that has very interesting politics. Mm-hmm. Both, I think my entire adult life, starting with, I think even my kind of political awakening was my freshman year of high school when it came down to Florida with the George Bush versus Al Gore. But now you live in a state that has very interesting politics. Mm-hmm. And we make national news a lot for things that happen here, good and bad. Depending on what side you are, maybe bad. So what are kind of your thoughts of where we are as a state and what we would need to focus on to improve our politics? I mean, obviously there's mm-hmm. a lot of stuff on the national level, but at least in Wisconsin, where do you kind of diagnose our political landscape?
I'm going to say fledgling. I said it's come from wherever it's come from in the history of Wisconsin politics. Some great things have originated here and happened here. You know, there's monkey wrenches everywhere you go, no matter what the topic is, or if you're on the left side of the aisle or the right side of the aisle. I think the important thing is that right now, I believe there's an overwhelming appetite for the youth that want to participate. So whether that's voting, whether it's, you know, exercising their civic duty, it's people want to see change. And what that change looks like, it's not change for, you know, this person, whether it's a takeaway. It's a yes and. It's like we're trying to give more and give more of a voice and give more humanity and more dignity to everybody. It's not just about the city of Milwaukee and what's going on in the urban suburbia, you know, on the lakefront or, you know, up to the, you know, Fox Valley or whatever it might be. It's about the whole state. It's the bridging, you know, the urban with the city, with the suburban, the, you know, our farmers, everybody out there, because they all have the same wants and needs. I've noticed that traveling the state. And so I think the political climate here is one that the collaboration between both sides to get things done, because that motto there of forward and on Wisconsin, I said, it's still here. But I think people have forgotten what that really means of how you have to work together to hold hands, to continue it and to keep going and saying, hey, Milwaukee, you can't do it by yourself. You need our help in Madison. Madison, you can't do it by yourself. You need our help up here in Green Bay. And not forgetting about the rest of the state, our La Crosses, our Eau Claires, and all these places, and listening. I think the best thing we can do here is continue to listen. Listen to the people that are in power. Listen to the new voices that are going to be coming into power at some point in their lifetime, because there's a lot of young people that have a lot of goals and that have a lot of ambition to see this state thrive. We don't want to get left behind. We don't want to end up on the list, just down there as one of those forgotten states that was a, you know, a city of, you know, or a state of yesteryear that was that, you know, what used to be the power on the lakefront in that Great Lakes region. We want to be that great state that is the symbol of the Midwest. We want to be that state that, you know, rivals the Twin Cities and Minnesota and your Illinois and, you know, is the ones that your Iowa looks up to. So I think that's just one of those where collaboration has to be a big part of it. People have to continue to listen and work together to move forward and not move backward.
Well, that sounds very optimistic.
I'm very optimistic.
I can see that. So that's, I mean, at a time where I feel like a lot of people are pessimistic, mm-hmm. what keeps you seeing the glass half full and thinking that everything you just laid out is possible?
I'm seeing it because I'm witnessing it in real time. I said, you know, I just turned 40, and I said, some people always say, I always used to remember what my grandparents always says, like, oh, I'm worried about the youth. Or, you know, you're like, oh, grandparents are all old and senile. They don't know what they're talking about, worried about the youth. This isn't Footloose. We're not allowed to dance. But we're not far in some scenarios here in Wisconsin from that concept, because we have people that want to keep things where they were. People that want to, you know, I heard a term here in some meetings last week, and it described what I think a lot of people feel. It's protectionist. Big fish, small pond. Don't come into my pond, make waves and ripple. understand that when other fish come to your pond, that now that gives you the ability to grow your pond, build a bigger pond, create a river, a stream, or, you know, dredge from it, do these things to grow and know that there's more people that are going to be adding to your cup than taking away from it. And I think too many people get into that protectionist, like, I can't help you. Your ideas are great. You're wonderful. But please stay over there. You know, or maybe go to another state. We don't want you here. And you see that in the infrastructure and a lot of things that are legacy systems here in Wisconsin. So I think that, you know, I see a lot of great talent happening. People talk about the, you know, shortage of talent. There's no shortage of talent. That's all. I don't know if that's political or what it is. It's here. People aren't willing to use and utilize that talent that's here. There are some great young minds that are coming out of all these wonderful schools. You're right here, not too far from Carroll University. You've got your MSOE, your UWM, coming in from UW-Madison and all the other UW system. There are people here.
I like that
here.
You conveniently left out Marquette.
Who? I'm just kidding.
That's a running joke that I have of my, but I actually don't have anything against Marquette.
I don't either. I said, but again, great minds. I said, you have all these people that are here and willing. It's giving them space, giving them the voice, and letting them not only be at the table, but move them up to the head of the table and listen to what they have to say. You know, people always forget about, and we've made this so polarizing about, it's only about gender. It's only about this. It's only about that. Well, give a voice to those people that are going to be coming up there that we're saying we're working so hard for our kids. Well, there's a gap in a space between, you know, myself and my kids who are 7, 4, and 1.5. And let's say, hey, maybe those people that are between 15 and 21, they have something to say. Listen to it. Because even if 80% of it doesn't apply, I guarantee there'll be 10 to 20% of it that's like, oh, you know what? We never thought about it from that lens. And that listening is where we're going to learn the most.
I want to believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where my brain is. It's like, I'm a collectivist. I am more voices is better. The best idea should rise to the top instead of just the people who've been there the longest. But I haven't run into that, what you're talking about personally. Like, I feel like I've been, my entry back into Wisconsin has been, incredible. I mean, as much as what I do has been embraced and I've gotten lots of opportunities. I have heard exactly what you're explaining, though, mm-hmm. is that there's certain systems and gatekeeping in place that Milwaukee's not big enough for the both of us, or Wisconsin's not big enough for the both of us. And the elbowing out of competition or collaboration in the name of holding on to and like protecting what you've built.
That's right.
And we're not going to solve it in the minute and a half that we have. I feel like this could be a topic that we could have done an entire show on, of how you start to appeal to those people. And if it's a generational thing, like is there something as far as, are you technically a Zennial? Are you a...
I don't believe there's a such thing as a Zennial. I think that's just BS. I am a full-on, I'm probably at the top side, if not the top, of the Millennials. Real Millennials.
The real Millennials. And so, you know, I think that it's different with our age. But I don't know, maybe that's just an age thing. As we get older, there'll be the same kind of mentality of like, well, I built this and it's mine. And I don't want to accept that it could be made better by letting more people in. But another topic for another day. We will certainly have you back. Where can people find you quickly before we have to sign off?
Oh, goodness. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on LinkedIn at the real Tosa Phil.
The real Tosa Phil, not to be confused with the fake Tosa Phil.
There's a couple out there, and I don't consider them as the real ones. There's only one.
You are a real one. Philip Morris, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
This has been As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Come back tomorrow at 12 p.m. when we'll do it all again.
Awesome. Oh, sunshine.